This audio is provided by Value English. Value English is an online English conversation school focusing on English proficiency tests such as IELTS, Aiken, and TOEFL. Japan is one of the most advanced and well-developed nations in the world. The country boasts of modern skyscrapers as well as state-of-the-art technology. But despite all this, I don't think Japan's urbanization has gone too far. Let me explain why. Firstly, Tokyo may not be a city known to have plenty of greenery, but it has several remarkable parks and gardens which offer the Japanese people and tourists opportunities to enjoy nature. It is rare for people in large cities like Tokyo to stop and take a look at the beauty of nature. These gardens are there to remind them to enjoy life and nature. Especially during cherry blossom season, these gardens are filled with people that want to enjoy the feel of nature in a busy city. On another spectrum, the government is working on preserving many historical and natural beauties in the country. This is very prominent when you visit Kyoto or even smaller cities in the rural areas. To state a fact, as of 2013, Japan has 17 sites that are considered World Heritage Sites by UNESCO. This goes to show that the country is not only focused on boosting its industries, but it is also very much dedicated to advancing the protection and preservation of natural and historical sites. True that Japan is a highly urbanized nation, but to say that urbanization has gone too far is far-fetched. If you go from the cities to its outskirts and beyond, you'll see a diversified environment which showcases the country's natural beauty. Do you find this Value English service helpful? We want to help everybody who wishes to study abroad. So why don't you share this material with your friend? Eigo Eshoni Gamba.